Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Sup, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some call him Tony Pizza, but to you, it's Mr. President of the HOA. That's Brandon from the internet.
Brad Diesel.
It is so to be back. What's neutral? What's like? It's good. It's good to see you guys.
It's so adequate to be here.
I miss. It is so adequate to be back.
Something's real bad about your audio. It's really crackly. Can you hear that too, Siege?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder what that is.
Oh, great.
I think it's just.
Let's see. What's my? Oh wait. Hold up. I'll be right back.
Okay. Perfect. He's gone. Let's talk about him again.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under both those pairs of sweatpants, except for maybe a spam musubi to stay warm. He's the Mandarin Floridian, and he's freezing. He's Siege. Hello.
Iguanapocalypse 2026. I am freezing.
I saw a man covered in like 100 iguanas.
That's right.
That he sent us, and the iguanas were totally chill with it. Pardon the pun. I didn't mean to say that, but
oh, that's exactly what they were with it.
Was he smothered or covered? I can never remember which one it is.
Probably he was smothered and covered.
Just a man lying in a parking lot covered in iguanas to stay warm during the cold flash that has hit Florida.
That's what happens.
Speaking of cold flash, here's the gay flash.
Yes!
Welcome back to HOA President.
Perfect.
When are you going to set your computer back up?
When the basement is done. I guess.
All right.
When it's easy. Yeah. It's
easy enough.
Yeah, it's we're in drywall stage right now. Almost.
I was going to say, are we walled in there yet?
No, you're not. Almost though. That's the last room. And when it gets done, I'm going to have my contractor, who's a buddy of mine, I'm going to have him film you guys being like,
yeah, entombed.
What is it? The Count of, or the
Cast de Amontillado.
Yeah.
To be clear, we, for Brandon's last birthday, we did cardboard cutouts with our heads on the bodies of flexing models. And then one of Brandon wearing a sombrero or whatever it was. And then all of those have
been
put...
It was a cowboy hat. It was a culturally appropriate cowboy hat.
Great. And
the poncho, though. That was less so.
I was going to say, if I saw you, they would not be happy.
No, you are in poncho area. Like, that is like the... Yeah. You're still part of the desert southwest in Spokane, so it's okay. Yeah, those cutouts, life-size cardboard cutouts, have been put into the wall of the basement that Brandon's family is finishing, and so someday someone down the road will find those pictures, and it will be glorious. So
it's kind of like my version of that thing. Is it
Brandon's version?
I feel like it's Brandon's version. Yeah, it's the anatomically correct version of
balls out.
No, is it who was it? Is it? I feel like this is not the actor, but. But I also think that it is Steve Buscemi. No, it's not Buscemi. It's not Steve Buscemi. It's what's the being John Malkovich? It's John Malkovich that did this, where he made a film, I think, and he put it in a capsule, and nobody will ever see the film that is currently alive. Like the people that made it. John Malkovich himself, like nobody will ever see the film.
It's definitely him putting stuff in his butt.
I'm like, this is kind of my version of that is, you know, hopefully by the time that somebody gets around to remodeling this basement that I'm currently spending way too much money on, we're all going to be dead. Might be tomorrow. And they, they're going to tear down that drywall and just see Siege and Greg, and they're going to think, were the ancient Floridians this ripped?
Yes.
They'll definitely see through the Photoshop, that's for sure. They'll be like,
why are their heads so big?
They won't understand it. AI will be so prevalent that they won't even understand. They'll be like, I don't
know. Yeah, their only cultural thing is to be like, well, I don't know, Pixar. They kind of look like Pixar people with the head size.
That must be what they used to look like. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Welcome back, Brandon. Good to have you here. No gravy tonight. If you could do us a favor, tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege, and I guess not about me, nerdtalkplus.com.
What? Oh, you know what? I did get a message saying something that... okay, here.
You're like, I'm not going to preface this. I'm just going to read it.
No, I'm just going to read this. Per our request last week of maybe say some sexy things about Greg and Siege. Our good friend Wet Farts 420.
Okay, I'm in.
She wrote in. She wrote in Wet Farts with a Z.
That's usually a dude's move, so I'm happy about this.
Of course.
The anatomically correct way to spell farts.
Correct. She says Greg and Siege should dress up as Luigi and Mario.
Well, that's what we did. It's in Brandon's wall. So
sexy Mario and sexy Luigi.
It's the Mario and Luigi of OnlyFans. That's what the content that they put behind a paywall. Mario
only,
and Luigi.
Only Wario and only
Luigi. Actually, it's behind a physical Waluigi. Wall this time. It's not a paywall. This is behind physical plaster. So there you go.
It's not behind a paywall. It's behind a wall.
An actual wall.
Literal wall.
Yeah. Guys, without Gravy being here, this feels a little bit like it's like an unsupervised visit. Like
with his kids,
like you guys.
Yeah, we're not getting fact checked, even though we lie all the time anyway.
I have like it's like yeah, I feel like this is like secret. Like you guys got custody of me.
Well, you were always ours to begin with.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Dummy returning as a now whatever we call people the nerd that listens to this to my buddy Chris with a K. He says, "Hey, Gregor, do you have the link to your Nerd Talk Plus Discord? The website has always shown me this ever since you told me about the podcast, which I've been loving. You guys truly have me laughing again. Awesome. But if you would go to nerdtalkplus.com, it would just be like, Squarespace, this is under construction. And despite me not changing anything, and who knows how long it was like that. So thanks to Chris. He helped us point that out. I was able to track down what the problem is. I have like five other websites with that same problem. I have not done anything about them. But when you go to nerdtalkplus.com, you can now find our Discord more easily and join us in the comments on that silly thing.
Nice.
All right, well, Wet Farts,
Wet Farts 420.
Shout outs to Wet Farts with a Z.
I feel like you almost said like shard outs to like, Wet Farts.
Shard outs to Wet Farts.
Shard outs to Wet Farts 420. Thank you so much.
I think we'd make a good Mario and Wario and Waluigi.
Oh man, Waluigi.
Yeah, I do feel like
no. See, if it's a W replacing an M for a Mario for Wario, I'm just replacing a W for the L.
You know what though? I did a ADHD inspired.
Ooh, you could be Toad.
I feel like you'd be a good Toad.
Let's have fun.
Do you guys think that like why has there never been a Watoad?
Oh well, boy! I think that's what a Koopa is, right?
This kind of feel like a like Toad's kind of like a mushroom, and Koopa's kind of like a turtle.
Yeah, but they both have like the rounded dome. Only one's on the back and one's on its head.
True. Yeah.
But like, what's Toad's counterpart in Mario Kart 8? That's the question. Isn't it the Koopa?
What do you mean? Counterpart.
His arch nemesis and like the opposite. There's like a yin yang
load.
I should go get my Switch right now.
I think I'm gonna stand by what I said. But let us know. Question of the week is is Toad and Koopa the opposites of one another?
I feel like they're No, I feel like no. My
okay.
No. I'm the best.
Okay, well, oh,
I would love. I do feel like the most.
Can we do
spiritually...
a group Halloween?
Okay,
without sure. like actual Halloween.
Yeah,
sexy toad.
Just sexy toad.
You know, one of us will show, Gravy will show up like dressed like a frog, only like okay. it, bikini. Okay.
On the like count of three. Toad, like... On the count of three, everybody say what Gravy's character is that you think he is. Okay,
from one, Mario, from two. The Mario world.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. From Mario specifically.
Okay,
so say it on the count of three.
Yeah,
one, two, three. Donkey Kong.
Bowser,
the guy that throws the hammers.
Oh wow, he is so versatile. I just feel like he's in real life built like Donkey Kong.
Gravy's dude, I saw Gravy this weekend and he is so fit, dude. That guy is like he's so fit. It's
did
ridiculous.
You see him from like a distance or
no? I saw him like up close. I was at his house.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, I took Gravy, my child been, over there.
Gravy been hitting up Sword Gym?
I mean, he's been working out hard for a long time, so not with a hard on, but like, okay.
Anyway. Well, do we know?
I don't.
Do we have confirmation?
Confirmation? Because you don't know now.
Okay, let's see here if I can find. This brings me to a thing. We'll tie in Gravy despite the fact that he's not here. I saw a chart that somebody made the other day.
A chart?
And I don't know how. Maybe I could send this to everybody so you could see it. Here, I'll send it to the chat because I saw this chart. It's on Instagram. And it's, remember our, what's that called, where the character chart that we did about Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, your alignment. Called? Your alignment chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a different one. And this one is like a social thing. Do you, opposite ends, do you plan things or do you not plan things? And then the cross axis is, are you flaky or not flaky? And then it has four different alignments of what you can be. And so if you are a planner...
Planter.
And you're either a B or a captain, and if you're not flaky, then you're a B, and if you're flaky, you're a captain. I don't know why captain, because I can't listen to this right now, but I remembered at one point. And then if you don't plan things, you're either a golden retriever if you're not flaky, or you're a fruit fly if you are flaky. The reason why I bring this up is because I immediately was like, Gravy's a B. He like plans things and does not flake.
Follows through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, okay, he's the B. I almost feel like that's kind of the captain, but I get like where they're coming from with that. Where do you think you guys are on this? Because I think Brandon...
I'm a hard captain.
Well, okay. No one asked about your arousal state, okay? Like just.
Oh, it's my bad.
That's a spam masubi, we thought. Okay, I guess not.
That
so,
lubricant?
Siege, you consider yourself flaky, huh?
Oh, yeah. Man, I plan the hell out of stuff, and then for some reason I, like, won't fall. Like, you should see this little area that I call my desk of things that I have to do.
Yeah.
I don't do any of those things that I have to do. Sure. All the stuff that I want to do, yeah. I do.
Sure.
That's
yeah, that's, but yeah, that's like human existence, right? That's like you're talking to the ADHD group where all of us are like, yeah, I get that, dude.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why is the like what is? I guess you said that you can't watch it. So why is a captain? I'm trying to figure out like why the archetype of a captain is like how are captains flaky?
Maybe yeah, I make I the I could, plans.
Are we, is could, it like Captain Crunch?
I
like
don't,
what's the?
I mean, he's not flaky. He's Crunch Bear.
No, it's more crunchy. Yeah,
yeah, I was gonna say
it's not crunchy. That's flaky.
He's
puffed
Brandon,
corn.
how do you think of yourself? Because I feel like
golden retriever.
You're not flaky, despite not having shown up 2 weeks in a row for the podcast on a Monday without saying anything.
To be fair,
not
exactly. I didn't say anything.
No
I didn't
call,
tell
no
you
show.
Guys I was gonna. I didn't not tell flaky. You I was gonna be here. No. I didn't show up.
I mean, that's. I think that's the epitome of flaky. Just so you know.
No. No, I didn't tell you I was going to be here. So if I had planned to be here and then didn't
Brandon,
show up, I feel like that's flaky.
You have a standing commitment Monday nights at 7:30. It's not like we have to invite you every week. It's okay, but I'm just saying, don't call yourself not flaky when you flaked 2 weeks ago. We texted. Brandon saw a text from yesterday where I was like, hey, I can't make it. Can anyone do tomorrow? And he was like, oh, I didn't even realize that was a pod. I might be able to make it. And we're grateful that you're here, don't get me wrong. But
I didn't realize that we had that, like, I saw the text that said we're not doing last night. And then I was like, okay, great. And then I immediately tuned out. And then I didn't see anything that said we are doing Tuesday until today, like an hour ago. So
to have you, first of all. It's fine.
I'm flaky.
It's okay,
I'm a fruit fly.
That's what I'm worried about, is that you might be a fruit fly.
Gay fly.
Are you a golden fruit, perhaps? Is that what you are? Or
I'm a fruit retriever.
Yeah, fruit. Okay, there we go.
Fruit retriever. Wow.
I hate planning things, despite the fact that I had to plan this podcast, but I hate planning things. It's like, it makes me so frustrated. And so, I don't think of myself as particularly flaky, but I also do a lot of things with a ton of resentment in my mind. And so, like, I don't know, the golden retriever.
he doesn't plan things. He's not flaky. He's like the angriest golden retriever that you've ever met.
My friend Dave has this golden retriever, and that his wife, when you go to their house, she has her house clothes that are all just full of holes from where the dog has bitten holes through her clothing, because the dog is such a piece of crap golden retriever. Yeah. I kind of feel like that might be me.
He's a Gergen retriever.
There we are.
He's a Jergen retriever. He's a Jergen retriever.
Perfect. Yeah, so this all came about because I saw that. I was like, Gravy's a bee. There's like no way that he's not a bee. That's like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then the rest of us, I was like, I don't know. See, you were the big mystery. I didn't know where to put Brandon either, but I knew you would be. I knew Brandon has a plans thing wife. And so he doesn't have to be in charge of planning things. And so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. I'm a big ideas guy, and have zero follow through. Mm-hmm. So
see, when I come up with big ideas for like fun stuff, I'll follow through. Yeah. I'll plan them out like months in advance. Like, you know, that trip to Fort Lauderdale that you guys were coming on last September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I had fun. I saw me get struck by electricity, by lightning off of a balcony.
Oh, was that trip?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I don't know that I ever committed to that, so I'm not going to feel too bad about that, but I hear you, Doug. All right.
He's about to be a resentful, captain? He's a resentful captain.
Spite captain?
Yeah.
He's a spite captain. Yeah. Captain Spite.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, while I'm on an Instagram kick, I found a another post saved on Instagram. Let's see if I can actually open it here just to give the person the credit that they deserve. This is from the Julia Show featuring Derek. Wildly popular podcast, but they do ask a really important question. Second question of the week. Would you rather have two buttholes and one mouth?
Ooh.
Or one mouth and two buttholes?
Obvious. Wait.
That's the same thing.
wait, you just said.
My answer is yes.
Can I have all four?
I wrote it down wrong. I'm so sorry.
We don't get a choice?
Somebody had buttholes on the mind, apparently. That's, Would you rather have two mouths and one butthole, or two buttholes and one mouth? Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I feel like you could never get enough buttholes.
You could have the one butthole's for pleasure and one butthole for business. Say,
one's for fun and one, it's the mullet hole.
The way that you said that.
One's for my OnlyFans.
One's for OnlyFans fans, and one's for only friends.
This is my private. This is my public.
This is my public butthole. The problem is having a bidet that hits both spots with a thing. And also, when you had to poop, do you know which one it would come from? Both, perhaps? Or both.
Maybe you lose control of both of them. It just kind of becomes like a
diarrhea is so terrible.
A double cloaca. No, it doesn't have to be diarrhea. It just means that you don't know when the solid poop is coming either.
What does the toilet for that look like? That's another question.
By the way,
I like how we all just jumped straight into two buttholes.
What benefit is there to two mouths? Actually, okay.
One for shit, one for eating.
Hot dog glory hole. You can run two operations at once.
Because is your brain able to process? Like,
I wish I wouldn't have said that.
What if there's two foods? Okay. Think about this. There's a lot of foods that when eaten together are both enhanced, right? Like
chocolate and spices.
I was thinking chocolate and strawberries, right? Like strawberries are great. Chocolate is great.
Coffee. What
if there's foods that we are not experiencing, because of course we would never put those two textures in our mouth. But if we had two mouths, we could put one texture in one mouth and the other texture flavor in another mouth and then experience the flavor combination. Yeah, you're thinking about giving two blowies at the same time. But you only have one head. So you still...
Where's the second mouth?
You could,
are they just
you
like
have a
on
big mouth.
Are
you
next to each other?
You could do two at the same time.
Listen, you know how many hot dogs I could fit in this mouth at once? With a bun and everything?
Give it to me in bees.
In bees? Probably like 300.
Okay, so are the two mouths completely independent of one another? Because that feels like that's what you're...
I feel like they'd have to be.
It's like a bonus.
If our buttholes are independent of each other, then the mouths have to be. Can I get two of each?
Yo, that would be amazing. What if one's only connected to one? Wait, are they next to each other or are they on top of each other?
What if your second mouth goes by your butthole?
No,
you have a mouth and a butthole next to each one of them? So like you've got a butthole just like right here under your chin.
Is that a fart or a burp? We're going to find out.
What if, I think ultimately what needs to happen is we're going to end up in a world where how compatible somebody is with each other is going to be when everybody with two mouths finds everybody with two buttholes.
But I it'd be like
that subreddit's insane.
Missed connections.
Like literally.
Every kiss is like a 69.
Every kiss
begins with six and ends with nine.
This is okay. So,
are the buttholes stacked?
Let's get back to the question. Okay, yeah. Let's say you could pick where they're at. Okay, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, I like that.
Two buttholes stacked, one crack.
Okay, but they have to be in the same like zone. Okay,
yeah.
Like your one mouth can't be on your hand, so you can be like, and then the other one on your face. They have to both be on your face somehow. Okay. Siege is just holding his hand mouth up to his belly butthole. There's so many things I regret saying on this episode already.
It's a new sentence.
It's a brand new sentence. Putting your hand mouth next to your belly butthole. I could see one benefit that I've already described to the two mouth situation.
I think yours is actually a plausible. I think that's good. I think what you're saying is valid. That like, yeah, maybe you don't know that you would never put those things together because tiramisu and
Flaming Hot Cheetos
nerds clusters.
Yeah, don't like. I think about it all the time because like I love a West Coast IPA, but if you have a salami sandwich, if you have a grinder beforehand, then like IPA tastes awful, and so like when you pair things together,
a lot
of things
taste bad after grinder.
Depends which mouth, okay?
Depends how many buttholes
or your stomach butthole.
Excuse me,
or your
belly butthole. That's an alternate spelling for belly button. That's so awesome. It like starts out normal, but then it just takes a twist.
Autocorrect just gets it.
thanks to the Julia Freak Show or whatever it was called. That's awesome. You guys are rad. Anyway.
I mean, honestly, like, that's a situation where, like, oftentimes the would rather is really difficult because it's like, obviously, I wouldn't want either of those things. This time we're both like, honestly, either one is great. Can I have both?
I've got an idea. One hole gets the Mentos, the other hole gets the Diet Coke. And then it shoots out the butthole.
You could eat a Mento and drink the Diet Coke at the same time, and it wouldn't interact until it hit your esophagus.
That's what I'm saying, then, dog. Yeah.
And then you'd explode like a seagull.
Pigeon. Yeah.
You look like a sprinkler, like the sprinkler head that like has two shoots out two from either end,
just spinning around. Ah! Yeah.
Did you guys ever? Speaking of uncontrolled
speaking
vomiting,
of
did
dual
you guys
buttholes?
Ever do the gallon challenge back in the day?
Of drinking it. First of all, I have to be very clear that what we're about to talk about right now is like a hugely. I don't know if we should talk about this actually. Someone like died doing this, and then like
no, that was the whole Drewy thing.
I know,
right?
But like I'm specifically cautioned against talking about this. So
oh okay,
I'm sorry. No. Say it lightly what the premise is, but we won't go on about it. Don't do this.
Don't do this thing. Drink a gallon of milk in an hour, which I don't think was that hard. But everybody that I know, it's the first time I've seen somebody like legitimately projectile vomit. Yes. Where like nice. I was so disgusted, but also we all dyed our milk different colors before we did it, and
so we knew who projectile vomited.
We are at Western Washington University, and there's a big fountain, and it was in the middle of the season Kovikes, where they had emptied out the fountain that's out in the middle of Red Square, and so we all stood around the fountain at different intervals and drank gallons of milk to see who could do
projectile vomit.
Something that
fountain?
No one should try.
It's something that nobody should try. And do not do this. Nobody succeeded except for the one guy. His name was Merle. He succeeded. And then he projectile vomited to the point where I was like so grossed out, but also so impressed that I was like, okay, next time, let's bring a measuring tape.
Yes!
This challenge is so different now.
Have you seen the one where people try to drink an entire 20-ounce bottle of Sprite in one go, and then the burps that come out of them?
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't so worried about projectile vomiting all over my computer and everything, I would say we should definitely do that on the show. But
I'll definitely do it.
Okay, cool. You should definitely. Hey,
impromptu.
No one else should though.
Impromptu Guinness time.
Okay.
Wait.
Hold on. Hold on. Somewhere out there, there's a gravy googling.
He senses it. He perked up wherever he is.
A gravy. A Google.
Do you guys
a
know
gravy.
How often I don't send you awesome Guinness things because I don't want it to show up in your feeds and because I don't want Guinness time to be ruined for you? Anyway, Brandon, an awesome Guinness thing.
What is the longest recorded distance for projectile vomiting?
Ooh.
Ooh, recorded? Whoa.
I'm going to say 8.5 meters.
Damn.
8.5 meters? How many feet is that?
That would be approximately 20.
It's about like 28 pumpkins.
No, it's about 24 pumpkins, I think.
24 pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty close. I'm going to say 4 miles.
4 miles says.
Hold on, give Gravy a second to Google it and get it right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Gravy says answer, 127 Paul Hogan's nipples.
That's about 127 inches. Are we talking diameter or?
Yeah, diameter. Yeah.
Okay.
Thickness from inside to out.
The answer is, and because this is Brandon's version, we are going to go with the closest, not the closest without going over. Yeah,
you don't get to pick the rules, but okay.
This is Brandon's version. I'm hosting now. Look at me. I'm the flea now. No, what was it? Fruit fly now. The world record for the longest recorded distance for projectile vomiting is frequently cited as 27 feet or 8.23 meters.
Whoa!
So congratulations to Gregor
That's
for
Gerg.
The point on that one.
Amazing.
Can I tell you how I determined my guess?
You Googled it?
No. I watched a TikTok yesterday of records, Olympic records from the 80s and 90s that still stand. And the longest long jump was set in like 1988, and it's 8.9 meters or something like that, just short of 9 meters long. Wow. And I couldn't remember if it was 8.9 or 8.5, so I just said 8.5.
What do you think is more impressive?
Projectile vomiting or projectile vomiting? Diarrea?
No, vomiting 27 feet or jumping 27 feet?
Vomiting 27 feet.
Vomiting.
Yeah, yeah, that's insane. Yeah.
Do you, okay, I agree. You don't get to run up and vomit. You just have to stand there.
I don't know. So there's no video. This is a...
yeah, you don't know that, Siege.
He's the sprinkler again.
Put some neck into it.
While the spigular circulates as a fun fact, it's important to note that there's no official Guinness World Record category for this, as it is considered unsanitary and potentially harmful to health. Now, that raises the question of, if Guinness isn't going to track so many of the interesting records that exist, what company is going to have the balls to step up and record the Nerd Talk Plus world record book?
Welcome to Shishman Creative, my agency.
This raises the next question to get Gregor's radio station in trouble.
What did you? This raises the next question. What did you dream about this week? We'll find out next on Nerd Talk Plus. And we're back, Brandon. You were saying.
I feel like another question that you guys won't be able to answer. Gregor won't be able to answer.
Well, we'll try.
Yeah. The most likely existing real company to sponsor a world record book that includes things like longest vomit and most harmful to health type records?
Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
fair. Yeah. Good shout.
I would say something within the sphere of Joe Rogan. I feel like that's somewhere in there. Like, as long as you don't use seed oil, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be like some supplement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me, it's like the world record for like the longest.
I got some records on that, boys.
That covered any amount of distance was, we've talked about this on the show in a different jumping format, jizz? Like the legitimate longest made golfing putt that's ever been made.
Yeah.
There's another record that was set on an airplane where a guy was like putting down the aisle, and the amount of distance that they were able to calculate the distance from when he hit the putt from when it went until it went into the hole, like how far
they were going by speed.
Yeah. Had the airplane traveled by the time he sank the putt?
Just for anyone that's wondering, the official longest putt on Earth ever is 142.2 meters or 466 feet, which is insane. That's insane, dude. That's so far.
Why would you even putt that far?
Because you're an asshole.
In 1999, golfer Jose Maria Olazabal achieved the longest recorded putt on an airplane, covering over 9 miles on a Concorde jet.
Oh, interesting. On a Concorde.
Yeah. Okay. It was 1999. So
that's totally cheating. That was the last Concorde available.
I want to say distance traveled while ejaculating.
Cumping. Yeah.
Also set by golfer Jose Maria
on the same plane.
He was so excited. The ball only rolled 150 feet down the aisle, but the plane's Mach 2 speed meant it traveled roughly 9.232 miles from stroke to hole.
Yeah. Whoa.
Which now I think we're talking about both records again.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, that's one places.
I'm going to measure that next time.
This.
Oh!
Brandon, did you see this? Here's a Nerd Talk story for you. Continue without supporting. Okay, great. Did you see this from Nerdist.com? Apple adapting Brandon Sanderson's fantasy Cosmere novels.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to do the Mistborn series and I guess also the Way of Kings, which is crazy to me because with the Way of Kings, there's only 5 stories done and it's going to take 10 more years to do the other 5 and we're going to have a George R.R. Martin scenario on his hands. Sanderson has said that he is going to write the screenplays for them as well, which I think is...
Cool.
Is it? It's not called screenplay. Maybe he said...
That's what he said. He said... screenplay? He said screenplay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's so if anyone that is been listening for a while now, we talk about the Stormlight archive a lot and
sucking off the Stormlight.
Yeah, sucking off
the sunshine or whatever.
Yeah. I got to tell you, those books broke me, Brandon. I listened to all 5 of them in a row and it was like 330 hours worth of audiobook. And Shalan, boy, that is so annoying. The fact that I got so far into it and it was like the end of the first arc and there was like pretty much no resolution.
Yeah.
That broke me.
Yeah.
I haven't really been able to listen to another audiobook since. It's been really challenging.
Yeah, you've completed reading basically.
Yeah, it's
no more. It was a very anticlimactic I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it doesn't
remember it to be fair, so it's I just remember being like, yeah, well, that sucks. Yeah.
So are you guys telling me not to read this?
Yes.
Or listen to it?
I'm actively telling you not to invest.
Wait till the show comes out and then don't watch that.
All right, cool.
It's funny because I've read I basically did a super deep dive into all of the Brandon Sanderson books. Like I've read almost all of the books that he's had out that are part of that.
Yeah.
The Cosmere, right? Like that multiverse.
Cosmere is his own like universe that he created, and it has to do with both the Stormlight Archive and the Mistborn series. More than 2 different series.
Yeah. Lots of books that are all part of it. And so I finished reading the last, I think it was one of his newer novels that came out. And I finished that and I was like, all right, I need a Brandon Sanderson break. I'm going to go read some other author. And I did, and I was like, oh my gosh, people are so much better at writing than Brandon Sanderson. Like, and here's the thing, I know that I will read the rest of the like Stormlight when it comes out. And I know that I'll read because I have to know at this point.
Like
I have to know what happens at this, but I will do it begrudgingly. I will want there's another series, that I was reading that is so well done, Greg. I think you would love it. It's called the Kingkiller Chronicles. It is so good and the writing is just beautiful, and he wrote 2 books of a trilogy and hasn't written another book and it sounds like it'll never come out.
Great.
And
so,
hell yeah.
But even the second book, yes, there's no like full resolution on the overarching, but the books were beautiful enough where I'm like, you know what, if he never released the third book, I don't need the closure because
I can get no closure somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been able to go back to books, dude. It's crazy. I think next I'm going to go back and listen to Musashi again.
So good.
60 hours in Japan with the samurai system. That seems pretty good.
I feel like that'll be a really good palate cleanser.
It's Japan's Gone with the Wind is what I heard somebody refer to it as. I tried to ask a taxi driver about that. He was like, what? I was
like, never mind. What's Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, that was the point. It was like, huh? I was like, okay.
You mean Gone with the Wind is Japan's Musashi?
I still can't believe that I got off a bullet train like an hour early to try and go to Musashi Island. and then it was closed. And I was like,
just straight up closed.
I just took it's amazing. I'm glad I did. But as a backstory, I was going to Fukuoka. I was on a bullet train and I had talked to the cab driver on the way to the bullet train, the same guy I mentioned. And he was like, hey, you know, you can go to Musashi Island, right? And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, there's a statue. And I was like, what? I was okay. And so I got off. I figured it out. I got off the train. Only I got off the train in like deep Japan, where they're like not dealing with white guy tourists like me. And so I was very intimidated. And I like wandered around. I finally found it. It was like this boat that goes out there is not running until further notice. Only like in broken English. And I was like And then
did
I
you
had,
uh, Did you, are you a movie guy? Like, I mean, sorry, I know you're not.
wait a second. What?
but if there was like an old, like a pro, like Phil, like a old school movie,
yeah.
like 19, oh, when did it come out? I gotta look it up.
Godzilla came out in 1954.
1954 also is when the Musashi film starring, was it Toshiro Mifune?
I would see that.
So, the Rugrats movie?
No, gross. I hate the Rugrats. I want to see there the Musashi movie shot. Now. Gravy, if you're listening to this and you're not mad at us for talking about whatever we were talking about earlier that wasn't nice.
I think it's all, I think it is. I think it's already there. And I think it's... They are very 1954 movies, aka very
super
long
racist
and
oh, okay.
super slow. And no, they're not racist because it's all Japanese people. Yeah. And they say the N-word a lot.
I mean, it is bad. Gravy's such a good dude. He's like, he's a good friend and he's such a good dude. The fact that like we talk about this and then he finds it and downloads it and makes it available for us to watch it is like very sweet. I appreciate that tremendously for all the smack with that you guys talk about him.
It's actually
you guys talk about him.
It's actually a it's a trilogy. So
Brandon typing is my favorite.
Three very long films. It's a very
trilogy.
Long.
I can't do that. God, that sucks.
Says the man who's seen every Star Wars.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it took me.
That's three trilogies.
It took me 40 years to.
Okay, watch then that. Take 40 years to watch.
You sold it to being like, it's very long and boring and full of people saying the N word. But also, you, what the hell? You're not going to watch it? Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm over here like, I listened to some books that didn't end yet. Dungeon Crawler Carl. I got through all seven of the available books.
You did?
Yeah.
Well done.
It's actually awesome.
That's what I hear. People say to check that out for whenever I mention I'm looking for a lot like long form audiobooks to listen to. They're like, well, listen to this series. And I'm like, okay. And
then I never it was actually really good. And I recommend definitely doing it by the studio version that they do it if you're going to do an audiobook. Because I know that there are a lot of these places, like especially if you listen on Spotify, you can get a lot of books AI read to you. Ugh. And it's just a voice reading it to you. It's not, this is like the one guy does all the voices. He's very good at the production and it's outstanding.
My one friend listens to like hundreds of audiobooks a year.
Mm-hmm.
And because he won't read, his autism is strong, but his attention is not. And so he found a, like, you know, one of the things where the robot reads the text for you when you're blind or whatever. He just started using that. So he would steal the text from wherever and then he would have that read it to him. And so it would just be like, punishment for losing fantasy football, spend 24 hours in a waffle. And it's like very dry and awful. So I guess if you're going to do that, and you can find an AI, fine, I guess. But like, I'd rather someone have a job doing that than a robot reading.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. It's literally one of my jobs.
I know. It's crazy to me that we're.
Can we get just get Fisher Stevens to read every book written by an Indian person?
After he played an Indian guy in Short Circuit, not being an Indian man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough because a lot of times people will get mad about like, well, couldn't Brown they face. Have found a person who is whatever to play that role? You know, couldn't they have found a queer person
not in the
to
80s, play, man.
To play the queer role? And I'm like, well, acting is like, he didn't actually kill anyone either, but like he didn't insist on a murderer doing that.
We didn't get Alec Baldwin to do it.
To be clear, though, I do want representation also. I do want people to have an opportunity, but sometimes
I too
it is
want
just acting.
Murderers on film.
That being said, you can't find a single actor. You can't even be like super like stereotypical about it and find like a Bollywood actor to play the Indian guy. Like you can't even go.
Shh.
I got a friend, Fawad, who is that guy and killer. Takes all those stereotypical just roles. He's been on
rips off the like, mask and it's Fisher Stevens.
It's yes. Hank Azaria.
Fawad is Hindi for Fisher.
Fawad's probably actually from like one of the Muslim countries and he's just playing an Indian guy.
He's from Pakistan.
He's probably just as bad as the rest of us.
Yeah. It's actually funny because you're talking about the Cosmere books, kind of like Brandon Sanderson books becoming getting picked up by Apple TV. So obviously the Cosmere subreddit where fans of Brandon Sanderson's go, they all of the type like all of the cat the fan casting that is being done is just all white people for all of the roles.
He's and, like. He's a guy that's from Utah, right? He's like maybe a Mormon, and and it really reads like homeschool people are reading this. But they're good, but they're.
But you read the books, and like he is actively describing Asian people, and
absolutely, yeah,
yeah, and like
he's like before shooting magic out of his dragon penis,
next to his two buttholes.
Next to Wait, each other.
Okay, question of the week. If you could be a dragon,
but
you had the tiniest dragon penis, that was one of the requirements, would you do it? Also, Asian dragon, not European. Go.
Wait, tiny in relation to the size of the dragon or tiny just in general? Because we're not talking like barnacle, because a barnacle is tiny in general, but huge in relation.
Anatomically correct Asian dragon siege.
No. So no, I disagree. No, I want it to be it to be painfully small.
I'd be barnacle sized penis on a dragon sized dragon.
I want to be clear about something. So
does it still feel good?
The Asian dragon is and the size of the wiener, those are not, that's not an Asian joke, okay?
No. The Asian dragon is just like a snake.
Yeah, because I want it to be a flying ribbon is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
With a penis.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Written version.
He wants a wacky inflatable R2 dude with a penis.
I do want
Hell
that.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. It's like,
now, do you think it would fly at the same, like it would kind of fly in the same direction as the wacky inflatable guy? Or would it fly like, kind of like.
No, like, it's just.
Yes.
No, it's just like straight or hard.
It's just rigid. It's the only thing aerodynamic about it.
It's the only thing not inflatable.
It's just a baseball bat attached to it. It's like wooden bat and stuff. Like,
then you know what?
Yes. Car.
Yes. Then yes, I want to be the dragon.
Just chasing that dragon. All right. Well,
I feel like what did dragons have sex with?
Dragons.
Okay. No, I don't want to have sex with dragons. And I want to have sex with people.
Probably maidens also. To
are
be
you
fair.
Sure?
Yeah. No, I'm not
but
sure.
But the maidens are probably against their will, though, so you probably would just want to have sex with dragons.
Yo, could you imagine dragon sex, though?
Imagine dragons? Like, is that what you just said? Did you just say imagine dragons?
I just imagine dragon sex.
Did you know that imagine dragons is short for imagine dragon sex?
Oh, no. Okay, final thing to talk about before we go. Brandon, you brought up a really good point, and I kept making jokes that were inappropriate on the radio all this week, but NASA are supposed to send a rocket around the moon, and what they do is about 10 days before they're going to launch, they send the astronauts that are supposed to go on it into quarantine, and they go hang out to make sure that if they have anything like Ken, what's his name, from the Apollo
two
missions,
buttholes.
Make sure they don't have two buttholes. Make sure they don't have measles and stuff like that. It gives them a chance to make sure any illnesses that they might have had or would develop can go away in time. Then they fly around the moon. So imagine you're like there for 10 days and then NASA rolls out their rocket and they're like, okay, fill it up full of fuel and make sure the fuel stays in there. And then it doesn't. And then they're like, They call that the wet dress rehearsal, and I wish they could come up with a different name because that's
wet t-shirt.
The moist rehearsal.
Just call it the fuel test. Yes. I'm sure they have other tests that are called the fuel test.
So all week I've been thinking about the band Wet Leg, which I thought was like kind of a naughty name for a band, and bang. But what correct. That band Wet Leg, the name is because they're from a small island, and when you would take a boat to get there, traditionally, when the person who had to get out of the boat always had to step in the water, and you'd end up with Wet Leg, is what it was. Now, I actually think that they're probably being disgusting like us, and it probably means something else, but that's what they say the name is. It's for the people on boats who step into the water and get a wet leg or whatever. I feel like the same type of misunderstanding is just perfectly ready to go with NASA with the wet dress rehearsal, which is
because when they land the rocket ship, somebody has to step out and tie it up to the moon so that it doesn't go anywhere. They get a wet leg,
famously, so it doesn't float away.
They land back on Earth and the Atlantic Ocean. Someone's got to get on.
They're taking a blimp.
I wish this week a blimp.
Oh, Space Blimp seems so good.
Red Mars is the name of a book series, if you think that sounds good, because they have blimps on Mars, and they use them to get around the planet, and pretty interesting anyway. Wet dress rehearsal. So it turns out that,
I just read another fantasy series. This one is bad. Do not read it. Even though you'd be into parts of it. And I was into parts of it. But...
Dragon sex part. That's a cloaca. I mean,
there's a piece of that. There's a little bit of that.
See, you say it's bad, and then you hit us with dragon sex.
Well, wait till I hit you with this. One of the key turning points in the entire book is when the dirigibles show up.
Hell even better. Yeah!
I'm in.
And you think we don't want to read this?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I think Gravy is the only blimp hater on this show. I think the rest of us, pro-blimp.
Oh, like, definitely.
I would definitely ride in a blimp if I had an opportunity.
I would bang a blimp.
We knew that.
You've seen that.
The amount of things I've sent to Siege this week of being like, would you do this? And he's like, yes.
It is both hard and round.
And it's got cushion for the pushing. Let's go. So... just to actually complete thought about the wet dress rehearsal, what NASA has done to build the SLS, the squirt test, thank you. The SLS is the Space Launch System, and what they've done is they've taken what was left over from the shuttle program, the engine-wise, and what is it, the RS-25, is that what they're called, the rockets? They took those, and rather than developing a new one, they're like, we'll just keep using this other one, and then we'll use the SRBs, the solid rocket boosters, and we'll use that technology, and we'll just basically make shuttle only with a capsule at the top. The thing about shuttle was it was supposed to fly every few weeks, and it never could because it had such a hard time holding fuel and keeping the engines working correctly. And so they'd have to like tear them down and rebuild them every single time. So then NASA's
all the O-ring problems.
Some piece of crap administrator was like, we're going to save money by not developing something new and just using this other system. Meanwhile, SpaceX, Blue Origin, everyone else has switched to using a different type of fuel. The problem is that NASA uses hydrogen as one of the fuel components. Liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen, I think, are the two that they mix.
Correct.
And, hydrogen being the smallest molecule in the periodic table, it's very, very hard to keep it in a tank. It escapes, it leaks, it squirts out, as Siege would say, really easily. And that was the problem NASA's been battling for forever. Everyone else switched to like a liquid methane and other stuff. And NASA decided that because we already have this tech developed, we're going to keep going with it, despite the fact that it's bad. And it runs into these problems. I am bitter about this because once upon a time I went to go watch the SLS take off and they couldn't because they couldn't put the fuel in the rocket. And so I stayed for a whole week and then my wife left me. So,
but we got Waffle House.
Thanks a lot, NASA. My wife left me because you wouldn't run your ship on rocket on cow farts.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to Okay, I gotta stop. I didn't even get a chance to see the rocket take off because they couldn't make it work. So now NASA says, like, we can't get fuel in the thing. And me over here being like, no, NASA couldn't do the thing, idiots. And I have to take an extra month to figure out how to remedy the problem. So suck it, NASA, go to hell.
Here's the thing. We, as dumb guys,
can feel... I thought what I just said was pretty smart.
Yeah, but except also, NASA, you should do the thing. It's okay. I feel like it's okay for dumb guys to call out the smart guys, because when you see smarter guys doing it, be like, look, I don't have to do it, but you should just do what those guys are doing.
And yeah, like the people across the freaking street from NASA are like, we sent up 1,100 rockets this week. And NASA's like, we're going to send up a real big one, but not now because it doesn't, it don't work.
Yeah.
So anyway, everyone who was expecting the wet dress rehearsal to go off without a squirt, squirt fest it was not.
Squirt fest.
Been there too.
That's what you said, right? You said
also, squirt fest. also takes place in Orlando.
I've also been. It's pretty cool.
That actually does seem like I would go to a festival devoted to the soda.
I'd go to a festival devoted to the other one.
It's just pee.
Either way, I'm down in it all.
If you drink enough squirt, does it affect your squirt? That's okay.
Makes it deliciously grapefruity.
My eye, it burns. All right, well, bye.
No. Let's do a Guinness time.
I don't know. We don't have gravy. Yeah.
27 feet. See if you can break it, Siege.
I'm going to try and do it with...
It makes me think of Chris Pontius from the Jackass gang and him doing Poo-Kano, where he shot a poop out of his butt. And, that was pretty funny.
we used to be a society.
The first... 4 or 5 inches of the Poo-Kano were pretty cool. The rest of it was...
Oh, no.
Something you serve with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was gravy.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.